like you to think about a memory that brings you joy, or maybe a way that you experience joy. What is it that comes to mind? Is it maybe a beautiful day or a good meal? Maybe it's getting a chance to hug someone after you've been vaccinated. Or maybe it's the joy of getting married or having a child. Often some of the things that bring us the greatest joy, we take photos of, right? And we keep the memories hung up in our house. Or we find just special rooms, maybe special places that bring you joy. The joy of being around children and surrounded by new life that unfolds around us. Well, I asked this question of Crosswinds this past month, how do you find joy? And I was delighted by the number of people who already were able to give me responses. And if you weren't able to fill out a survey, I encourage you to contact me this week and share with me a story about how you find joy. In the responses, over and over again, people shared stories about how they found joy in their relationships, right? In the people they love, maybe their spouse or their children, and especially about spending time with them or spending time with friends that they love so dearly. One person even wrote to me about how they found joy in the giggles that come out of their kiddos. And she wrote, making her laugh is magical, and seeing a genuine smile on her face is all it takes to warm my heart. And some of you mentioned that in addition to finding joy with the people that you love to spend time with, that you found joy in the activities, right? So sometimes there are things we do that bring us joy. And some folks talked about how they found joy in making music with their friends, or going on hikes with their family, or doing things with and for their children. One person wrote, I try to find joy in the small things. I try to connect with others where I can, spending time doing the things I really enjoy, like being on a motorcycle or playing instruments. Another person wrote about how retirement has been their daily joy, and how this person loved being in the yard during the summer and scrapbooking and doing genealogy in the winter, just finding those different meaningful activities. Many of you wrote about how you find joy in discovering beauty, the beauty of this creation, right? Of how much of a gift it is to be able to travel and go and see the beautiful diversity of God's wondrous creation, and how that brings joy up in you to see all the wonderful things that exist in this vast creation. Some of you talked about how you don't need to travel even to find that beauty in God's creation. Sometimes that comes in the gardens that you're tilling, especially right now in the summer. Hopefully some of those flowers that you all have been working on are blooming and budding. Maybe even if you have a vegetable garden, that you've got some wonderful growth that you just see and find delight in. I know I find myself staring out in my back window a lot at my own plants and just delighting and having joy in seeing how they are growing. Another person talked about how they found joy in nature and wrote, I love to walk in the morning and listen to the birds and look for little creatures that are coming out to eat. We do that in our house a lot too, because we live by a forest edge. So we find delight in what animals might have been going forth in the evening and have left maybe little surprises for us in our yard. And we also find great delight in birds. Our family loves to go bird watching, and we love bird songs, not only identifying birds by their physical markings, but learning their music and being able to know who's visiting us just by hearing their voice. And that brings great joy to me as well. Several of you wrote about how you find joy when you are engaged in something that connects you with a deeper purpose, right? This one person wrote, to me, having joy is feeling like you are doing the right in the right place, doing the right things for the right reasons. And for some of you, you wrote about how that could be helping others or showing appreciation to other people, but just that deep sense of connection, like, what I'm doing matters, and that brings me joy. Now, a number of you, I think, are definitely ready to just preach. I'm ready to give you the pulpit because you wrote these wonderful notes, very theological, philosophical notes that I'm going to keep using through my sermon here today. But you helped me to describe what joy is like. And some of you kind of talked about how joy for you is this kind of feeling of the heart, right? It's not necessarily something that's easy to name, but that one of you wrote that joy is a feeling that warms the heart of myself and others that are touched. And another one of you described how joy is a feeling of internal peace and happiness, like both at the same time, right? And another was shared about joy being the sense of gratitude and wrote, to be comfortable and appreciate your own gift of life. And another wrote about how joy is what you make it. We always try to look on the positive side of things, one person wrote, and encouraged us to take one day at a time to enjoy what we have been blessed with, because there's no point on dwelling on things that you cannot change. Well, that kind of attitude of the heart is definitely something that Jesus talks a lot about in the cultivation of our spiritual life. And I'm going to get on that on another sermon, but I thought that was a really wise point. And Jamie Boettcher wrote, when it comes to describing what joy is, she wrote, joy is smiling without having a reason. The simple, quiet moments like the first sip of coffee, looking out at the window just at the right time to get a rare glimpse of a hummingbird, the wagging of my dog's tail every time I walk in the door, and the slow rolling tears on my cheek in the middle of worship. I don't find joy. It finds me if I open my heart to it. We don't necessarily find joy, do we? It finds us when our hearts are open to it. And I think that's a lot about what Jesus is getting about in our scriptures, because when I think about joy, I see joy as a gift. It's something that cannot be forced or controlled or even planned. I cannot make myself be joyful. I can do things with my attitude, but it's going to flow out like grace, right? And often, when I think about the things that the memories and the experiences that bring me the greatest joy, those were things that were forged out of deep struggle, sometimes deep pain. And every time when I think about my experiences of joy, they are bathed in love, right? And what I give thanks for today, as I think about our search for joy and finding joy, is that knowing that the Bible tells us that God desires joy for our lives. Jesus is very clear about that again and again. It says in the Gospel of John in chapter 15 that he talks to us about abiding in God's love and all of these things about keeping God's commandments, because he said, I have said these things to you so that my joy will be in you and your joy will be complete. That is God's desire for us, that we are able to abide and live in the kind of joy that Jesus has. Sometimes that feels unattainable or unimaginable, but that is God's constant desire for us as our parent, as our creator, as our God, is that we find joy in our lives. And Jesus tells us that if we, in what Jamie mentions about opening our hearts to it, that there are three things we can do to help open ourselves to God's joy in our lives. The first is to remain in God's love. And Jesus talks a lot about what it means to remain in God's love. The second is, he says that we are to keep God's commandments. And doing so does bring joy in our lives. And the third is that we are called to lay down our lives for our friends. And that might be part of the strangest road of joy. But Jesus is clear that when those three things come together, abiding in God's love, keeping God's commandments, and laying our lives down for our friends, we open our lives to the fullness of the joy that Jesus speaks of. Now, I will tell you this, that this kind of joy is not an escape plan from the hardships of life. And I'm also not trying to tell you that you're going to feel this moments of bliss 100% of the time, where you feel free or escape from pain or sadness or grief or fear. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, I think Jesus is getting about the kind of joy that's connected with the peace that passes all understanding, right? That's why one person wrote about that connection of peace with happiness. I think about joy as that when people are able to say, it is well with my soul, even when the storms are just raging all around them. To me, that I think is the kind of joy that Jesus is talking about, that kind of gift and strength and resilience. And I think that's why Jesus is very clear on saying that to experience and open ourselves to that kind of joy, first we abide in God. And that's a big topic. And I'm excited to spend next month, so that's an intro to next month's sermon series about prayer, because I think that our practice and experience of prayer is a beautiful way for us to really deepen and open our lives to abiding in God in the kind of ways that Jesus is speaking of that. So stay tuned all August. We're going to talk about that. But also, we want to keep God's commandments, and that's why we do our study, friends, right? And that's why we bring our children to Sunday school. That's why we have our kids go to confirmation, so that we can learn about the wisdom and the tradition and the commandments and the ways of goodness that Jesus has for us. But I think if I were to bring up some great nuggets of wisdom about what it means to abide in God and keep those commandments and kind of open our awareness of God in our life, I want to share a few more learnings that came from our church friends. When we talk about abiding in God, being aware of God's presence, we had folks that talked about it, the experience like this, that when we abide in God's love, we find, some person wrote, I find joy in being secure in God's love of me, even when I'm stressed out. Another wrote, I find joy in the reminders of how blessed I am and that God is a positive constant in my life, right? That when we abide with God, we remember that positive constant in my life. And another person wrote, I find joy in the little things like the sun shining in, the smell of dinner cooking, a simple cuddle or hug from my family. They are reminders that God is good and he loves me, even when I feel I am not quite lovable or worthy of that love. Right, that often abiding happens in those ordinary things of life, the really ordinary stuff, and we are reminded of just how much God is present with us in all things, in all ways. Another friend reminded me that it does take time to cultivate our awareness, and that's why she wrote that she works on mindfulness most days and works on reading her Bible in a year, and every year. And she's wrote, sometimes I love to just sit and read and finally sit for hours on the deck until the end of the day doing nothing, because it brings me a chance. It brings us, she writes, it's lovely and peaceful, right? That sense of sitting and being with God. And last week I mentioned Pastor Harold in my sermon. And this week I want to mention his wife, Karen. Because Karen, I thought, helped to really talk about what it means, what is Jesus talking about when he talks about abiding with God and experiencing that joy. She wrote that joy to me is an inner sense of peace, knowing that God is faithful and I can live in that goodness, right? That God is faithful and I can live in that goodness. And of course we'd want to abide with that. Who wouldn't want to spend all their time with that assurance? Now, as I mentioned, there's another part that comes to really experience the fullness of joy, and that's about laying our lives down for our friends. And we do spend a lot of time talking about what that means as Christians. That's a beautifully rich, challenging topic for us in our lives of faith. And yet, over and over again, in the survey that I got, repeatedly, folks shared about how that kind of act of sacrifice brought them great joy in their life, which you might not think that doing something hard would bring you such joy. But again and again, folks talked about how when I volunteer at my church or do service for others, I find joy. Or someone wrote, I find joy in helping others any way that I can. The joy I feel when I do this to me means the Lord is pleased with me and smiling down on me, and I have answered a call. And another person wrote, I find joy by helping others. By being in a place of high trust with others, personally and professionally, I get joy from serving and making a difference where I am and who I'm with. I don't take it for granted. Each day I pray that I'm making a difference. And finally, the last piece that I want to lift up with those kinds of examples is someone wrote, I think that having joy means that you're able to do things that makes your heart and soul happy. Because when the world constantly beats down on, pulls us back from what we try to accomplish, you can do things that reinvigorate you and allow you to keep doing things that serve others and serve Him. Again, talking about how this, you know, the ups and downs we have in life, but to not give up, to keep serving, to keep living, to keep giving. Now, I do think it's important as we kind of wrap up our time and think about experiencing joy in our life, it is important for us to always remember to keep our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, the one who we can always look to as an example and a model and a teacher, as well as our Savior and our friend. Because whenever I keep my eyes on Jesus, I'm able to see the fullness of abiding in God, right? In that time, and when we read the scriptures and when we pray and spend time with Jesus, we're able to remember what a life of genuine embodied compassion looks like. We're able to remember what a life of gracious, gentle wisdom is like that steps out to heal and transform. We're able to see what it's like to live a life of disarming truthfulness that can speak to power. And we're able to see what a powerful love looks like, one that is tough enough to walk on water, one that can heal the sick, one that can feed thousands and even conquer death. Jesus shows us that love is tough enough to endure and sacrifice for a greater good. And that is how we find our joy. So this week, I encourage you to open your hearts to the ways of Jesus. And although you may not be able to control whether joy happens in your life, as Jamie reminded us earlier, joy will find us if we open our hearts to it. And that Jesus' greatest pleasure is that God's joy is complete in us. Amen.